Good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer. This is case number 118-0190 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The tow of the vehicle by the city is being appealed by James Walsh. The time right now is about 1:20 in the afternoon. It is October 9th, 2018. No one has appeared on behalf of either the city or the appellant, and this is a time and date scheduled for this matter. It does look like a courtesy notice of a hearing was mailed out to Mr. Walsh as well as provided to the city. This was mailed out to Mr. Walsh on September 26, 2018. It correctly states today's date, time, and location of the hearing. Additionally, hearings begin promptly is underlined and underscored, and that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case. I do not see any evidence that this notice has been returned as undeliverable by the Postal Service, and I'm going to ask the hearings clerk if Mr. Walsh has had any contact with our office since then.
We have not heard from the appellant.
Thank you. I am noting that it is not necessary for both parties or either party to appear, and I'm going to go ahead and find that the notice provisions provided under our hearings office rules have been complied with, and am going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 13 into the record. There is some information submitted by Mr. Walsh, and in summary, he's disputing the tow of the vehicle because of the following. I was parked in an area with an unmarked curb. There were several other vehicles parked on the same curb. I believe that I was well away from the marked auxiliary lane. I also purchased a parking pass as it was not my intent to park illegally. There is a copy of a parking stub dated September 17th, 12:51 p.m. and indicates it expires, that the 12:51 p.m. is the expiration date. The additional information in the record from the other party is that which was submitted on behalf of the parking enforcement officers, or the officer who ordered the tow of the vehicle. Essentially, and I'm going to summarize, it's the information we received states in Exhibit 6, the vehicle was parked between the two auxiliary vehicular lanes, stopping or prohibited parking signs. The receipt was purchased from the meter 10 feet from one of the signs. Mr. Walsh would have had to walk past the sign to place it in his vehicle. The tow is valid. There is some additional information which I will go into further detail in my order, as I would like some, I will not be making a decision at this time as neither party has appeared, and I will be going into further analysis and description in my written order, which I will put out in the mail in the next few weeks. I will be determining whether or not the city's tow of the vehicle without prior notice is valid or not, and I will notify the parties by mailing out that order. At this time, I will close the hearing.